Assalamu alaikum, guys. I'm with Nabil.
Assalamu alaikum.
And he accepted Islam not too long ago, about a couple years ago.
Yeah.
What was it?
People, are you ready for the
I started thinking about virtue and goodness and truth, and I was torn about the way things are. When I walk around, I see things, I see a lot of terrible things happening. My father had passed away a couple months before, and I was really upset. I kind of stopped eating, stopped sleeping, I stopped going to work, and this was for like 2 weeks. And I just really wanted to, I just was really upset about everything. I was just so upset. And I knew about Allah from reading some books and stuff and Islam. But so I feel like I had a connection with Allah, walking around, knowing the signs are everywhere, you know. And I asked Allah to help me, and I went to sujood, and I asked for his help. And right there, I knew I had to become Muslim. And I started to read the Quran and started to learn about Islam. And I knew I had to learn how to pray. And I just was so happy because I was so certain that I found the truth and the answers I was looking for my whole life. And in my heart, I just meet other Muslims, you go to the masjid, you meet these people, and it's the beauty that I knew was there but I couldn't find.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Is it?
Go ahead.
As an American, like they don't tell you about it in schools, really. Mm-hmm. Like they don't even. It's like it doesn't even exist. Like the Quran, they don't even tell you about it. I'm from kind of a smaller town in Massachusetts, and maybe bigger cities. They kind of maybe tell you about it, but they just don't really tell you about it so much. I mean, you have to find it yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, alhamdulillah.
How long has it been now?
It's been almost 3 years now.
3 years since you took your shahada?
Yeah.
And for those that don't know, shahada is when someone accepts Islam, is that testimony of faith, declaring that there's nothing worthy of worship except the creator of the heavens and the earth. And Muhammad is the seal of the prophets. And this will automatically include, not exclude, Jesus, Moses, Abraham, and all the preceding messengers who came with the same message. Submit your will to God's will. Worship the creator, not the creation. Before Islam, what was your way of life? Were you Christian, Jewish, Hindu? I mean, what kind of religion were you practicing? Or were you not practicing? Were you, what were your parents upon?
I'm from Massachusetts, so it's a lot of Catholics there. It's a lot of Irish Catholics, but my family wasn't Catholic. My great-grandmother was involved with the Catholic Church, and she had an abusive husband, I was told, who beat her and the kids, I was told, and she left the church because they wouldn't even grant her a divorce, so she said goodbye, you know. So she became a Unitarian. So my parents were Unitarian, so I think that kind of instilled in me something. But they weren't very religious, we didn't really go to church. They kind of were always like, it's up to you to decide for yourself. And they believed in, you know, ethical living. And my father was very by the book, you know, he right is right and wrong is wrong. And you don't do something just because it's wrong. It's simple. And I had gotten into yoga pretty heavily, and I practiced yoga for a long time, but it just left me with more questions. And I think it helped focus me on unity, because Islam is the purest unity. It's, you know, the oneness of Allah. And so that kind of interested me for a while, but I eventually found Islam. And I just I'm so happy that I found it.
Sometimes it's hard to find, like you were saying, and when someone does stumble upon Islam, it's usually covered with a lot of dirt, meaning there's a lot of misconceptions. People mm-hmm. equate it with, you know, some radical, crazy terrorists, right?
Right, right.
Violence. Was that kind of in your way in the beginning? Did you feel like, you know, okay, because people, they'll try every other religion, okay, Buddhism, thisism, thatism, and it's kind of cool and whatnot, you know, but as soon as Islam, you know, comes in the picture, there's a stigma attached to Islam.
Right.
So people just like, no, you know, I don't want to deal with that because I'll probably get some heat and backlash and whatnot. Mm. Did you have any of that trepidation?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. I mean, I kind of knew from reading some poetry like Rumi and these type of things, like there's, we know we're not getting the truth. I mean, anyone who sits down, I think, and thinks about it, know that, what we're seeing, you know, shown to us, and the words they use to portray this, and what's happening, and you know, you have to sit down and think about it, and that's kind of what I, how I felt. You know, there's much more to it than's on the surface. You know, so I was thinking deeply about it, and again, it's how does it relate to me in my life, not some other people in some other country, what they say is happening, or the reasons they're doing things, or this, but how does it relate to me? How do I feel about this personally in my experience? You know, so I kind of looked at it like that, and one of the things that made me think about it a little bit more was the women, thinking about how women are and how the women who want to be Muslims, like, they're sometimes attacked, saying that they're oppressed or they're forced or they're, and I knew that this isn't the case. Like they feel like they have a higher purpose. Like they're guarding themselves to try to protect their afterlife. And I started thinking about that, you know, the afterlife. You know, there's a reason why we're doing good. What we do matters, you know. We're bound by virtue. And that's what I kind of kept saying to myself, is truth bound by virtue. And I just kept pondering on this. You know, our actions, our deeds, they matter. And then also the concept of God is, I think, it's not really, people, it's hard to say, but it's different here. Like, Allah knows our hearts. He knows our deepest secrets. He knows inside our minds, you know? Like this type of concept, you know, is a little bit foreign to people, you know. I think, but I start pondering on that, and you know, knowing that he's there with us all the time, you know. Why wouldn't he know? He created us, and, you know. It's so beautiful to know that he's there with us all the time, you know. We can count on him to help us if we need it.
And that's the thing. We encourage people who are stuck in life, want to know more about life. Islam has everything laid out. It's a beautiful way of life, and you found it, you're living it, you got purpose now.
Alhamdulillah.
What advice do you have for other people who are going through life and it just, you know, there's no satisfaction, the heart is empty, right? And they're tuning into the Deen Show.
Yeah. I don't know, it's hard for me to give advice to anyone. I'd say, you know, look inside your heart and know that Allah is there. You know, pour your heart out to Allah. Go to sujood, stay there as long as you can. Let the tears flow. You know, ask Allah to open your heart. And that's the only advice I can.
Simple advice, but profound and deep. Jesus did it. Did you know that? He made sujood. That's the prostration. And as it says, and he went a little further and he fell on his face and prayed to who? To God. And he called on, he's telling you, Allah. Jesus called on Allah. That's the same creator.
Yeah.
So call upon the creator and ask for guidance and take it from there. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And guys, my something every masjid I want to see. We should see. When you walk into a masjid, I mean,
I was there a couple
to
years
tackle
ago.
The ignorance that's out there, people not knowing, this knowledge is important. So I love when you come to the masjid, you gotta see, look at these pamphlets. Jesus and Islam, did you know that? Look at that. Unveiling the mystery. Hijab. You know who wore that? Jesus' mother, Mary. It's a whole chapter named after her in the Quran. And the list goes on. Look at that. What they say about Muhammad. Learn about the last and final message. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Ramadan, the Quran, everything is here. So when the not yet Muslims come and visit, now you can go ahead and share. The sharing is caring. Remember, if you don't have these dowel materials, you can contact Gain Peace, and we can set you guys up with some of the brochures. It's extremely important, especially during these times of misunderstanding, but a Muslim should always be doing dawah, sharing, conveying the message. Assalamu alaikum.